Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. Pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to find you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sin. You paid it all. You paid it all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, he paid it all. He laid his life down so we could live and have our being, and we say thank you. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and we say thank you. He paid it all. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He took 39 stripes on his vessel for each and every one of us. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless the Lord today. We come to magnify his name today. We come to lift him up today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He said if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for him, where would we all be this day? Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to welcome him in our services on today. We come to welcome him in our homes on today. We come to welcome him in our neighborhoods on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And we just say thank you. Oh, we thank you how you kept us last night as we slept in slumber. We say thank you. Oh, you sustaining us and refreshing us for a new task on today. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today, over everyone that's represented on this line today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. He paid it all. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless his name. Have your way in our services on today, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We plead the blood over the atmosphere today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we come to bless his name today. This is an awesome day, a wonderful day, amazing day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. We didn't get no 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of living. We say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, he's still faithful. He's still wonderful. He's still amazing. He's still blameless. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's the potter and we his clay. He's continuing to mold in us, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because we are nothing without you, Lord God. We come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. We say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home right now, every hospital, every sick and shut-in on today. We plead the healing blood, the delivering blood, the redeeming blood today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving each and every one of us. Thank you that you don't have a favorite child. You love us all equally. We say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping them safe from all harm and danger. We say thank you. Oh, we come to plead the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all the first responders to you today and their families, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth on today. We say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood over Washington, D.C., Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over Biden and Harrison right now in the name of Jesus. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. We thank you for being Dr. Jesus, a great physician today, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. You going from hospital to hospital today, Lord God, creating miracle signs and wonders on today, Lord God. In the emergency room on today, Lord God. Have your way today, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up the visionary of this line to you today, Lord God. Continuously strengthen him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep your arms around him and his entire family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. Have your way in the Matthew family, Lord God. and we say thank you. We thank you for Rika and her family today, Lord God. Continuously do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for Mother Sydney and her entire family today, Lord God. We just come to bless your name, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for ordering our footsteps, Lord God. Thank you for your right hands continuously holding us up, Lord God. Thank you that the whole world is in your hands, Lord God. And we thank you for peace in the land, Lord God. We thank you, peace, Lord God, for your peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for our eyes today that we can see. We thank you for our ears today we can hear. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for our legs today we can walk and move and have our being in you, Lord God. Oh, we come to thank you, Lord God, for our hands that we can raise up in praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because this is the day you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all our benefits today, because your word says you daily load us with benefits. So we thank you for loading us with our benefits on today, Lord God, meeting our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because we are that tree planted by the river. We shall not be moved. We will not be moved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We woke up, you woke us up, we looked up, and we got up, and we say thank you. Because you paid it all. You paid it all, and we say thank you. You paid it all, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. And we just bless your holy name. We lift up the firefighters to you today and their families, God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. The ambulance drivers, Lord God, cover them and their families, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your right hand holding us all up. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, hallelujah, glory. Yes, Father God, we can't do that without you, oh Father God. That's why we wake up in the morning, oh Father God, with you upon our mind and our heart, oh Father, we're thanking you, Lord, on our daily steps and the things that we entertain. We thank you, oh Father God, and then for you being in the midst of everything that we do, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, Father. It's God Almighty. You are great, and your love that you extend upon each and every one of us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you. Thank you, we glorify you, because there's none like you, oh Father God. We have heard and read and understand that they have many, oh Father God, but you are far and wrong, oh Father God. Even in your word, oh Father God, you have said that did not tell you they came, oh Father God, and destroyed, oh Father God, and eliminated, oh Father God, and enhanced your people, oh Father God, with the knowledge to know, oh Father God, that there is no one like you, oh Father God. You are the ultimate. You are the Lord of lords and God of God. There's no one like you, O Father God. And you have given us ordinances and decrees to follow, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes and our understanding, O Father God, for those things, O Father God, in your word, O Father God, that you have given us, O Father God, and inspired us to follow, O Father God, your Son, O Calvary, O Father God. O Father God, in your word, O Father God, you have given us decrees and laws. And ultimately, O Father God, they are unto you, O Father God. Because even in your word, O Father God, in Exodus, O Father God, we say this day, O Father God, shall be a memorial, O Father God, that is unto you, O Father God. Not the laws of the one, even not the laws of Moses, oh Father God, that you have given us, but you say, yes, shall be a memorial unto you, and it shall be a feast to you throughout all of our generations, and that we should keep it as a feast and as an ordinance. Oh Father God, thank you for opening up our eyes to understand it, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for revealing your word unto us, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for covering us in your wings, oh Father God. far from us, O protocol, that may try to influence us, O protocol, to follow the tradition and the ways of the world. O Father God, we thank you for your great love and your patience that you have toward us, O Father God. Or even in Jeremiah 29:11, that you have expected him for us, O Father God, that you know, O Father God, that you shed your love and your light upon us and reveal things unto us, O Father God. We can't help but come to that expected end in you and for you and through you, and to understand, O Father God, the original intent of your word that you have given to us, O Father God. And that's why Yahshua HaMashiach died upon Calvary, O Father God, because in the word it says that he is the way, truth, and the life. No one can get. Thank you for the decrees and ordinances, O Father God, and commandments and laws that unto you and not unto man, O Father God. We thank you for your great love that you have given us, O Father God, to follow, O Father God. We thank you for taking off the scales from off our eyes, O Father God, so we may be able to see, O Father God, the way you see, understand things the way you understand, and each and every individual at the place that they are at in you, O Father God. We thank you for guiding us, O Father God, into the righteous path of your word, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you live within us, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for even healing us in our bodies, O Father God. Thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, and your armor, O Father God, that's rightly fitted upon us, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God, that is keeping us, O Father God, on a straight and narrow path and not turning back, O Father God, to the unprofitable things that have had us bound. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We love you. Oh, we thank our enlightenment again, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that we are able to see, oh, Father God, that love that you have for us is so great and so immense and is so powerful, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for endowing us, oh, Father God, with those things that is needed for each individual, oh, Father God, to walk and follow the path that you have put forth for them to follow, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God, in the lives of your ministers here upon the earth, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for the word, O Father God, that you are inspiring unto them to minister unto your people, that you would even prepare the heart of them, that that word will fall upon good ground, that it would not be snatched, O Father God, or taken up, or it will not fall upon stony ground, O Father God. It would not be choked by the thorns, O Father God, but it would fall upon the heart, upon the ground, O Father God, and they would receive it, O Father God, in humility, O Father God, the things that you are directing and telling them to do in this season, O Father God, and that your voice, O Father, that we would hear in the voice of a stranger or another, or the voice of this world, O Father God, we would not follow, O Father God, but we would have an ear, O Father God, to hear you on it. Thank you, O Father God, for filtering everything that comes inside our temple, O Father God, so we may be able to understand it in the degree that you would have us to understand it, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for your great love, O Father God. Thank you, O, for all that you're doing and have done, O Father God, for your people, O Father God, because we understand, O Father God, we are a new creation, O Father God, in Christ. Because in this season, all things have passed away, and behold, in your words, you say, all things have been made new in us, O Father God, so they can emanate outwardly from us, O Father God. And we give you the glory, O Father God, because we are no longer, O Father God, addicted, subjected to the things of the world or sin of any kind, because we belong to Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God. He is Lord over our spirit, over our soul, over our fire, over our temple, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for the anointing, O Father God, that dwells within us, O Father God, to heal us, O Father God, and to help us, O Father God, to understand everything that you have given unto us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us peace, oh, Father God, as we go through this transition, oh, Father God, knowing that your anointing, oh, Father God, is able to heal, oh, Father God, and give us peace, oh, Father God, and to give us everything that we need, oh, Father God, in this dispensation of time that we are in, oh, Father God, because we desire, O Father God, within us, O Father God, to be obedient to you, O Father God, to you and you alone, O Father God, because we know through your word, O Father God, that we can do all things through Christ who has strengthened us, O Father God, to stand strong in this peace, O Father God. And we honor you, O Father God. We glorify you and we magnify you and all that you're doing. And I thank you. I can't thank you enough, O Father God, for the healing that I've gone throughout the land. I can't thank you enough for the eyes that you are opening up to see that you have taken the scales off. I can't thank you enough, O Father God, for the paths of life and the people that you have set in our paths, O Father God, for us to minister to, Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for everything, O Father God, because our eyes has been washed and has been opened that we see you in everything, O Father God. We don't see things the way we used to see things anymore. Thank you for that anointing, O Father God, because we see you as the author and finisher of our faith, O Father God, which is in Christ, O Father God, Yahshua HaMashiach. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for providing for us in every area, O Father God, be it spiritually or material, celestial or terrestrial, O Father God, that you say that we will not be forsaken and every need will be taken care of according to your word, O Father God, that you will not be the righteous forsaken nor begging bread, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for even tuning our ears, O Father God, to hear, O Father God, what is being said through the things that's being conveyed to us, O Father God, that you are really giving us discernment to hear and to hear and to see what's really being said that is not being said. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for the supernatural powers, O Father God, of understanding that you are giving us, O Father God, not speaking a lot, but our eyes is being open to see, O Father God, and listening to that still small voice that is speaking to us inside of us as we are listening and hearing to what's being said, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your power, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for the power to stand strong, O Father God, and to not go back in the fall into the old things that we would maybe have been involved in before, O Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for opening our eyes to see where we have missed the mark, where we have sinned, O Father God. Oh, Father God, let us not be manipulated or tricked or deceived, O Father God, like we have been in the past, O Father God. Thank you for the new spirit, the new mindset that you have given us, O Father God, so we may walk and fight this fight to give you the glory, O Father God, which is in Christ. Shalom.
Oh, Father, we glorify you. Thank you, Father. Father God, we adore you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We shout the glory. We shout the glory. We shout the glory. We sound the shofar. Father God, we shout the glory. Sound the trumpet. We sound the trumpet as we shout in preparation for the line of the tribe of Judah. Father God, we give you the glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we prepare for the line of the tribe of Judah, the line of the tribe of Judah, the line of the tribe of Judah, we glorify your name, O blessed master. We magnify your name, O blessed master. We exalt your name, blessed master. For surely you are glorified. Surely you are glorified. Hallelujah. Father, you said in your word in Revelation 5 and 5, hallelujah, we don't weep as others, Lord God. We don't be down as others because we prepare for the line of the tribe of Judah, for the line of the tribe of Judah is worthy. He was found worthy to break the seven seals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we shout. We shout in this hour as we glorify the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. As we go out, oh, Father, as you said, Lord God, the harvest is ripe. So we go into the cities. We go into the fields. We're going to the rural areas. We're shouting, come, come, come. For the line of Judah, he's on his way. Father God, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We extol your name. We thank you, Lord God, as the line of the tribe of Judah, you have said in Genesis 49, we are the wealth, hallelujah, we are the wealth for you of the enemy. You have assigned us to be the wealth. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you because you've given us the necks of the enemies. We talk about spiritual enemies. Others, the Father himself, when the line of the tribe of Judah returns, because he does not come when he returns with peace. He comes with a sword, hallelujah, against all the enemies that rejected the truth of who he is. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. But surely you're worthy, Father. Surely you're worthy. Surely you're worthy to be magnified. Surely you're worthy to be glorified. Surely you're worthy to be lifted up. Surely you're worthy to be exalted. Yes, we open up our mouth and we proclaim that you are Lord of lords, that you are King of kings, that besides you there is none other. Yes, we open up our mouth and proclaim that you have given us the victory because you have restored dominion. Oh, Father, yes, we give you the glory. Because you say, go to the highways and the byways and the hedges and compel men to come unto you, Father. Surely you endow us with your glory that when men see us, they have to look up and give your name the glory because it's your glory they see. Surely we give your name the glory, Father, for you are setting those free whose minds have been twisted by the guile of the enemy. But the word of the Lord thy God said, according to the book of Revelation, see a river on either side. There is a tree, and that tree produced 12 all manners of fruit each month. And the leaves up of the healing of a nation. Surely we shout to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Surely we are victors in the battle. Hallelujah. We are victorious because you made us that way. You created us that way. Hallelujah. You restored us to being in your image. Pure spirit after your likeness. Pure spirit with the fruit living on the inside and the beatitudes flowing out on the outside. We thank you, my Father. We glorify you, my Father. We magnify you, King of Kings. We glorify you, Lord of Lords. We exalt you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living on the inside. Surely, oh, we submit our spirit unto you, and you say we have full authority to resist the enemy, and he will flee. Hallelujah! To the Lamb of Lamb, to the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, that was raised to victory, and therefore we don't have to see, oh Father, as others see you, because we know on a daily basis you've already been risen to victory. You've already been there. So we prepare for the line of the tribe of Judah, the line of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory. We give your name the glory, for surely you are the King of Kings. Surely you are the Lord of Lords. Surely besides you there is none other. Be forever glorified, our Lord. Be forever lifted up, our Lord. Be forever exalted, our Lord. Be forever exalted, our Lord. Be forever lifted up, our Lord. Be forever glorified. Be forever magnified. Forever we worship you. Forever we bow before you. Because you are
pour down upon your people, that we may glorify you in the earth. Hallelujah, that we may decree, hallelujah, that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God, and forever we exalt your name, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Laron Matthews
day.
Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready
and ready and ready.
Today my life is now worth the
God bless you, and I welcome you today to a powerful prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, Prophet Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you on this day. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for you all joining us on this morning, wherever you at, city, country, and nation. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And certainly, I thank God. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors that pray. Those that are listening in from different parts of the world, we bless you on today. Thank God for you on today. Please share with others. I believe there is a word from the Lord for your life. And thanking God for another day. Certainly, we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he's doing for us on this day. Those that are listening to us the blog side, we bless you on today. And those who are joining us via Facebook, we bless the Lord for you as well. And certainly we thank God for our covenant partners, our virtual members, and our sons and daughters of the ministry. We bless the Lord for you on today. I know that this is the day that they call the Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Around the world, the Christian body celebrate this time. Surely you won't get a resurrection message from me, but you will get a word from the Lord. I'm going to share some things on today that I believe will bless your spirit and minister to you in all levels of your life. Certainly we thank God for allowing us the opportunity to share the word of God and bring it alive for you. And for your life on today. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we honor you for all that you're doing in our life and for our life. And Father, we know that it's in your word that we live, breathe, and experience who you are. You said in your word, God, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And Father, we thank you right now for a quorum that comes through men and women of God as we touch and agree, and for those that are listening in. Father, cover them in the name of Jesus. Let your power saturate them. Let your anointing heal them. Lord, bring them out of the dilemmas of their lives. Lord, let your strength be upon them. Father, we thank you right now for every miracle that's being performed even now in Jesus' name. We're binding up the hand of the enemy, and we're decreeing a breakthrough and a breaker's anointing for the lives of your people. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. I know that many people are expecting a powerful word from the Lord on today. And certainly we, in our teaching and sharing the word of God, so many times we use this time of the year to celebrate what they call resurrection. And many people use it to bring the people a reminder of who Jesus was and his meaning of why he came on the earth. And that is good. However, we want to take it to another level as it relates to events that are going on in the land and the assignment and the mandate for which Jesus actually came into the earth realm. So many theologians and scholars give their point of view of the life, death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And rightfully so, because under traditional religion, we know that he died and he rose and he came. But I want to take this to this place because oftentimes we don't really get a clear understanding of the details and the specific details of things. I'm known as a code breaker. I like to go into the Word of God and break down the codes of events so that God people would not be lost or they would not be ignorant concerning satanic devices. Anything that we should do should lead to ultimately to God himself and to the things of the Lord. And so through the word of God, we must be able to understand who he is and what he is to our life and for our life on today. And so I'm going to deal, I know people are talking about the last seven words of Jesus and what he did and went to the cross and all of those great things, and which is fine, but we really need to bring the word of God to the people so they can understand the true authenticity of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection to God's people, so that they can understand that you won't serve the pagan way, but you'll serve his presence and how he became everything to us in every level of our life. Our relationship is important to the believer, and those who are serving him must be able to understand who he is for us and our life. Let's go into the word of God from the gospel, gospel of Luke, chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. I want to deal with that a little bit. Luke chapter 23. And let's move into the word of God. We can take it to many levels, but I believe that when you're sharing God's word, you want God's people to be blessed. And so many ways we have been caught up in the stigma of the religious genre of things, and rightfully so, people have an opportunity to do that. But when you bring people to really understand what God, the relationship we must have with him, it is important, because most people want to spend time dealing with the resurrection, but they don't go through the crucifixion. You can't have a resurrection if you don't go through something on behalf of God, go through something in our life. We have been sold a system that we're going to resurrect, but if we don't go through the crucifixion or dying for something, we can't resurrect out of it, because many people in the world have not actually died to themselves so they can resurrect to the things of God. And one must be willing to die of self so that they can come out whole and complete in the things of the Lord. He didn't just come down to literally die. He did that, but he became a cure for a curse so that mankind could understand the exact of God and have a relationship with God, not from just a cross, but from his presence. The cross is simply a symbol of a crossroad of life. And many of us in our life, we're going to reach a crossroad. And at the crossroad, we have to make a choice and a decision to which whom we're going to live and how we're going to serve God. And if we're going to serve God in a resurrection, then we must understand there is a crucifixion, something you must die for. In the world, the body of Christ and believers feel that we don't have to go through anything, so we want the easy way out. To resurrect means to come up, but to crucify means to go through. To go through, one must go through something to be able to resurrect from something. You have to go through something in life to get to the place of victory over the enemy or over any demonic spirit that the enemy will bring against you in all areas of your life. The believer must know that in this time of our life, the test of time require men and women of God that's able to go through things in life. God wants us to all be in his word, in his will, and want us to understand his power and his presence. But most people don't want to go through anything. They want the easy way out. And in this time, you're not going to have the easy way out. You must go through something on behalf of the kingdom of God to get to the place of victory in the things of God. Our relationship requires one must die to live. And you got to die to the flesh. You got to die to the world. You got to die to the negativity. You got to die to the demonic forces so that you can live to the presence and the glory of God. Many people don't want to go through anything. They want the easy way out. But we must go through something to get to this place of total victory in God and through God. Everybody want to understand the last seven words of Yeshua in his life, and which is fine, but you must be willing to go through to get to the place of victory in our life. Everybody want to celebrate. We want to do the last seven words on a Good Friday. Then we want to say he got up on a Sunday morning, and which is theologically and mathematically incorrect. You can't die on a Friday night and raise on a Sunday morning, because then you have a day and a half. So statistically, to preach something on a Friday and say he rise on a Sunday and preach it from the pulpit when the word of the Lord God said all liars, fornicators, and deceivers would take their part of the lake of fire. So why preach something on a Friday and say you're going to rise on a Sunday when any mathematician says statistically the numbers are right? So let's bring the word of God to the people so we won't be manipulating from the pulpit and got people jumping up and down and being excited from the pew. We can't lie to the world. We can't lie to the people. That's why the world is dealing with so much confusion now, because we got people creating an atmosphere of falseness so they don't want to come into a church to receive anything. But when the reality is proven, then the word of God must be manifested through the men and women of God. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. I want to deal with Luke chapter 23. And verse chapter 23, and actually verse, let's deal with 34, verse 34 here. I actually want to deal with 32, because before I deal with this last seven words, because I want to break those seven sayings down so people can understand what the true meaning of it. And so that you won't be confused as you go into, as you have a deeper relationship. Because much is given, much is required for us. So the more we come into the knowledge of the truth, the more we open up to the events of the things of God. Because ultimately, when you move to understand the gospel, which is what we call Christology, we'll understand how it was important to theology, and then how it's important to us when we study what we call pneumatology. That's the Holy Spirit, to bring us to understand exitology, because when you exit out of something, then you come to the place of fulfilling what God has for your life and in your life. So let's move into the word of the Lord God and read it here. Luke chapter 23. Now you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So each of them give an account. Matthew's 27 35 through 44 was written for the Jews. Mark gospel were written for the Gentile. The actual meaning was nation. That's Mark 15, 25 through 32. John, who gives it the extreme, talks about Jesus as the infallible son of God. Read it from John 19, 18 through 27. But I want to deal with it from Luke chapter 23, verses 32. Now, Luke is a different, because when you read the gospel of Luke, Luke gives more of a historical account. His writing is to Theophilus, a Roman officer, and he's known as the Beloved. So it gives you a little bit more details. And I like Luke gospel when you compare it to Matthew, Mark, and John. Luke more makes it comprehensive. It opens it up to the details of its knowledge. It speaks of it from its not only from its Christological standpoint, but it gives prominence for women. Also, it opens us up to understand that he was not only in the medical profession, so his diagnosis of the Word of God gave an awesome prognosis to give you understanding of how the Word of God is broken down. So Luke chapter 23, verse 32, and there were also two other male factors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, the male factors, one on the right and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the ruler also with them. deride. Him saved. He saved others. Let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin. In Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, does not thou fear God, seeing thou art the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive due reward of our deeds. This man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit, and I thus gave up the ghost. Now, I want to stop there. Now, I know many people give their point of view in their theological presentation. When you understand the relationship that Jesus had in the specific details, Latin means Jesus, actually Hebrew, Arabic means Yeshua HaMashiach. To really understand these last seven sayings of Jesus, one must understand the importance of his theological presentation. And to understand the life of him, you must understand his assignment and his mandate on the earth and what he was sent here to do. And so many of us in the body of the believers, we take people interpretation without studying the word of God. When you study theology, theology is all about the divine will of God. Now, Christology brings us into understanding Jesus' divinity as it relates to humanity. And so when you study the gospel brings you to really understand his divine will in human life. And so when you go over to what we call pneumatology, anything after the book of Acts, you understand that it's called pneumatology. It's the presence of the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus' ultimate assignment in the earth realm for our life is to come down and be a cure for a curse that was already established. Now, under theology, theology is what we call concealed. Jesus did what he did here. It's he came to reveal. He came to reveal everything that was concealed. And through his concealing, through that which concealed, he revealed it. And after he revealed it, he fulfilled it. And only way you can understand how to fulfill something, you have to understand the power of what Jesus went through. He went through not only the crucifixion and the resurrection, but he had to go through the presence to do us, to reveal it to us, to reveal to us everything that was said in things that was concealed. Because the 39 books of the Bible, when you understand the Hebrew writing of it, many of the things did not give us a chance. And so when you understand the five books of the law and the 12 books of history and then the five books of the poetic and then the prophetic book, it clearly exemplifies 39 books of the Bible that had were all letters written. And these letters were specific details of how God set in motion his divine will into the earth realm. And so the letter did not give us opportunity until Jesus came to bring us to revealing actually what the letter meant to us. It was to explain the letters and how the law and everything was done based upon the law of the letter. And then it opens us up to understand history through the law. And how men and women of God, if you don't study history, you'll never understand the event of historical events or historicity of law. So it was easy for somebody to bring you etymology. That means creating words for a particular time. And when you understand the history of the Word of God, you understand how everything was written under the law. When you get Genesis and you get Exodus and you get Leviticus and you get Numbers and Deuteronomy, these are all important things in the Bible to get to understand really what it's all about, a resurrection. When you understand resurrection, you must understand what he died for to bring us into understanding his Word of God for clarity and bring it into understanding the true meaning of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and ultimately the power that be. The power that be is very critical for the believer. And so when you see that Jesus took on 39 stripes, what he actually did is he took on the 39 books of the Old Testament. And what he did is he brought the Old Testament into being what revealed. He revealed it to us so that we would be able to fulfill what he revealed. So you didn't have to go through anything. He went through it on our behalf. So when you see him taking 39 stripes, what he did is he patterned what was already concealed in the Old Testament. So you get 39 books. And Jesus fulfilled it in the Word of God. He fulfilled it in his gospel. When he fulfilled, or he revealed it in the gospel, he then, we are the ones that's supposed to fulfill it. Let me stay there, right there. So what did he do? He did what? He revealed it, what was what? Concealed. And then we are the ones to fulfill it. And the only way we can fulfill the Word of God is to understand the power of what he went through, and that was a crucifixion. He was crucified so that we could understand the power of his resurrection. Many people want to talk about resurrection, but they don't want to talk about the crucifixion. It's easy to talk about somebody coming alive, but it's hard to talk about somebody having to go through the hell to get to the place of dying of themselves. See, Jesus went through on our behalf so that we would be able to get to the place of victory for our lives. You won't be able to go through the easy way. You got to go through going through some tests and prove it of yourself. So anytime we talk about Pentecost, you have to understand that Jesus went through a Holocaust, and he became Holocaust to get us to Pentecost. He had to go through something. That's why the word of the Lord God said, Jesus was tempted in all points as we are, yet he did not sin. So he opened up the substratum of the Old Testament that was concealed, and he did what? He revealed it, and we are the people that need to fulfill the word of God. And people can't fulfill the word of God operating in pagan ways and paganistic views. You can't live a pagan life and then serve God in the ultimate of his glory and his splendor. Many people don't want to serve God because they want the easy way out. Paganistic things lead you away from God. The righteousness of God brings you into the events of God. God always hated celebratory events and pagan events. If you understand the things of God, you will understand the ways of God and the things of God. Anything that you study that's pagan was always ancient. It was always ancient.
mentioned mysticism. It was taught by Nimrod, anything to draw people away from the Spirit of God and drove them totally away from the things of God. So people, it's easy to celebrate a resurrection than miss the crucifixion. You have to go through something to get to the place to be resurrected. And many people can't be resurrected because they don't want to go through dying of the flesh to get to the place of victory in God. Now, here's Jesus. Here, people preach the last seven words. Now, let's break down the last seven words. Number one, he said, number one, theological interpretation of his death and historicity of the seventh saying. He said, number one, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so he came to be the redemption of us who did not know what we were going through. So he said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so he came down to be a live propitiation for us. Forgiveness simply means four areas. Write this down. Forgiveness means when you forgive somebody, you understand that you get four areas of your body back when you forgive. Number one, you get your mind back. Number two, you get your body back. Number three, you get your spirit back and your soul back. When you carry unforgiveness, you lose your mind, you lose your body, you lose your spirit and soul. That's why the first thing that happened to a person when they operate in unforgiveness, it starts in the mind. When it starts in the mind, it begins to affect the body because people get upset because somebody did something to them. And when they do something to you, you operate in unforgiveness. And it starts in the mind, and then it affects the body, and it messes with the spirit, and the devil can get your soul because you have a lot of people that don't understand to get to resurrection, you must go through the crucifixion. So you got to deal with people that do things to you in your life, but you must forgive them. So he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Number two, he said, the day thou should be with me in paradise. When you walk in the spirit of unforgiveness, you walk in the spirit of liberty. You free yourself from the bondage and from the things that you went through in life. Many people don't want to let go of things. That's why it's easy to continue to bring stuff up. It's easy to harbor things. It's easy to talk about church and what people did to you and what folks did because you got people walking around breathing and living in unforgiveness. But they talk about resurrection, but they have not let things go in their life. So he says to them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Many people are walking around with things in their life. So speaking in tongues, you won't speak to other people. You speaking in tongues, but inside you cursing folks out. You speaking in tongues, but you ain't even operating in the righteousness of God. But we want all of the great things of resurrection, but we don't want to go through anything to be crucified to go through. He was tempted in all points as we were, yet without sin. So you must go through something to get to the place of resurrection, and so you can understand the place of crucifixion. Nobody want to go through anything for Jesus, but they sure want to wait and celebrate him getting up, but they sure don't want to go down. Number three, he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He said, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. In other words, what he was saying here is that in this dispensation of time, we will go through things, we will experience things, we will go through the challenge of things, but you have to understand, woman, the womb of man will not stop the presence of God. He said, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. You have to understand the power of the glory of God, and you have to understand the ability to know who you are in God, beyond father, beyond mother, beyond those relationships, because when God did what he did, he brought us into the purity of him. Number one, Father, forgive them. That means when you understand, number zero means perfected. Number one means the start of something. So God said, he said, Father, forgive them. So number one, he wanted to forgive them. Number two, he said, thou day, he said, today thou should be with me in paradise. Number two means union. It means two, you will become one with the Father. Number three, he said, and thou, He said, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. That means I'm bringing you into the divine things of God. I'm bringing you into divine or the divinity of God. Number four, he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? In other words, number four, if you go back to Genesis and look at what the fourth day was all about, it was a separation. It was a separation. It was in separation. And so God was separating flesh from spirit. It was separating infirmament from infirmament, so you can understand that God will separate us. He will separate us. He will separate the flesh from the spirit. You will still have flesh, but you will be separated from flesh, from the spirit. There's a separation that must come on. Number five, he said, thou thirst. In other words, when you understand, he said, thou thirst. In other words, there is a need to be hungry for the word of God. There is hunger. They that thirst and hunger after righteousness, they will be fulfilled. You must have a thirst for God. You must have a longing for God. Anytime you have a longing for God, that means five years, the thirst, the grace of God, the presence of God. God could keep you in the place to wanting more of him. We have to have more of God, the desire of God, the hunger and thirst after him. You got the thirst for God. The sons of Korah had a thirst for God. They wanted more from God. You have to have more. Number six, he said, it is finished. What he said? He said, it is finished, because six is man. It is finished what mankind had done. Everything that mankind had done, it is finished. He completed it. He done it. He fulfilled it. He locked it up. So everything that was concealed, he did what? He revealed everything to us. Number seven, he said, Father, Father, into thy hand, what I do, I commend my soul, my spirit. In other words, so he prepared you for pneumatology. He said, I fulfilled it here so that now my spirit can reign. You have to be able to understand the spirit of the Lord God. Everybody must understand, once he did it, once he commended his hand or commended his hand to the Lord, he gave us the spirit. And that's where you got Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. You have to understand all seven dimensions of things of God to bring you into understand a relationship with God. When you preach the last seven words, you need to understand what the meaning of everything he did in this earth realm to fulfill it. So what he did, he took what was concealed in the 39 books. He took them on in the gospel, and he did what? He did what? He revealed the 39. When you get 39, you get 3, and 3 means divine, 9 means birthing, and put them together, you get 12. He took the government of the 39 things of God's divine will, and he brought them into fulfilling, and brought it into revealing everything about the kingdom of God. And then he gave it to us over here in the book of Acts to do what? Fulfill it. We are to fulfill the word of God, not lie to the people, not cheat on the people, not manipulate the people, not do a feel-good word of the people. We must come to the word of God and preach truth. If we don't preach truth, we need to quit ministry, go sit down, stop preaching the last seven words and competing on a Friday night, a good Friday, a Nimrod Friday. Every Friday should be a good Friday. Every Monday should be a good Monday. Every Tuesday should be a good Monday. Every Wednesday should be a good Monday. Every Thursday should be a good Monday. Every Friday and Saturday it should be good, because what he did in the word of God, he said in the morning was the first day, it was good. In the evening and the morning was the second day, it was good. In the evening and the morning was the third day, it was good. In the evening and the morning was the fourth day, it was good. In the evening and the morning was the fifth day, it was good. In the evening and the morning was the sixth day, it was good. In the evening and the morning it was the seventh day, it was good. He did everything, it was good. So everything should have been good for our life, so we can understand it. So he took theology and he fulfilled it through what? Through the gospel. He brought it to revealing it to us. So everything about the gospel was supposed to be what? Revealed. And then the believers, those who serve him, will actually do what? We are to fulfill what was what? Revealed, and then what was concealed. So we are the carriers of what? The Old Testament, then the Christology, and then to understand pneumatology, to bring the word of God to what? To be able to fulfill. There are many people that can't fulfill the word of God because because they want to date God, they don't want to marry him. You got to have a ceremony with God so he can bring you into understanding the word of God with power and authority and demonstration. Now, all of these eggs stuff came in, and all of this other stuff came, and all of this other pagan festival came in. You have to understand the power of your relationship with God to the totality. So everybody wants resurrection, but they do not want to go through the crucifixion. See, crucifixion requires something. Listen to this. To go through the crucifixion, look what he says here. Crucifixion is an execution. Now listen to this. It's an execution, a method of capital punishment in which the victim is tied or nailed to a large wooden beam. Now this is what they did back in the day. And left in hanging until the eventual death of what? Execution and going through. And it is used as a punishment by the Romans, among other. Crucifixion had been used as part of the world as recently as the 21st century. So no one wants to go through dying so that they can live again in the true things of God. It's easy to say, die. It's easy to talk about, I can resurrect. But are you willing to go through on behalf of the kingdom? Are you willing to go through on behalf of Yeshua? Are you willing to go through? What are you willing to go through to get to the place of what we call resurrection? To resurrect you, you must go through something. And there are a lot of people that don't want to go through. They want the easy way out. And they feel that if I go through, I got to give up something. Absolutely. You're giving up flesh so you can be resurrected into the presence and the glory and the power of God. What are you willing to die to so that your spirit can live? It's easy to come on a Sunday morning and dress in your fine garment, in your fine clothes, and have you going to put the tags in your shirt and take it back to the store the next day and get your money back anyway because it's a fashion show. You ain't coming in for no resurrection. You're coming in for a fashion show, and that's what many people do. If you're going to do the resurrection, then you must understand the crucifixion, and people don't want to die for anything. They want to do what they want to do in the body, and Jesus fulfilled the 39 books of theology to bring us into the crystal of God, theology of God, so we can understand what he was saying in specific detail to bring us to know what it was about, what pneumatology, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord God, he left his spirit for. That's why in the Word of God in John, I believe 14:1, he said, greater works will you do because I go to the Father. So I will leave you the presence, and I will leave you the power, and I will leave you the glory. I will leave you to do greater. You will do greater than I because I'm going to the Father. Then, in other words, you have to take it to the next level. You have to fulfill that which Jesus did. What Jesus did, he revealed what was concealed. See, the letter kill it, the spirit give life. When you understand the spirit of the Lord God in your life, you can move to the presence and the power of God for your life. Some people don't want to move to that place because they don't understand how to have a relationship with God. When you have a relationship with God, then you have the spirit of the Lord God. When the spirit of the Lord God on you, you are free. See, the letter kept killing it. That's why you have religious rules and regulations and everything on people, that people are being controlled by a religious letter or system, so they never come into the knowledge of the truth. So you've been linked to this denominationalism. You've been linked to this organization. You've been linked to people so they can control you by their organizational standards and principles and rules, and you never come into having a relationship with God. People need a relationship with God, and folks don't have a relationship with God. They have a relationship with church organizations and people, and they have a relationship with pulpits, but they don't have a relationship with God. Everything you should do should lead the people to God, not to a man, not to a woman. A prophet should prophesy not to him, but he should prophesy them to the Lord so they can get to the presence and the power of God. And that requires a crucifixion. That requires somebody must die so his presence can live. We have too many people want to celebrate something that's real. You ain't never died to your flesh. You never died to a sin. You never died to brokenness. You never died to going through. You never died to the test and the trials of life. You never died to the beatdown. You never died to the punishment. But you want resurrection. You want to live again, but you ain't willing to die so your life can live in the righteousness of God, so you can live in the presence and the glory of God for your life. You have to go through something. And many people don't want to go through it because they want the easy way out. But here's what's more powerful about understanding the theology, the Christology, and the pneumatology, is the power to get to understand what we call phenomenology. Phenomenology takes you into the phenomena of God, the power where God's spirit and his presence will keep you. Phenomena means to be able to operate in the faith realm of God, in the ability of God, in the supernatural of God, in all of the supernatural presence of God. When you move into the phenomena of God, you hear sound and you hear frequency and you hear depth, and God speaks to you and tell you what to do and how to do it because you're in the phenomena of God. That's the unknown. That's the Greek word of mysterious of God. That's something outside the normal mythological cognitive ability. You can't get that in any university. You can't get that in any writing. That has to be revealed to you. You gotta contradict the cognitive ability. You gotta move outside of you. You gotta move outside of the norm to operate in that level. Anytime you operate in that level, you gotta operate outside the norm of who you are to move in the flow and the demonstration and the power of God, to flow in signs and to flow in wonders, to flow in prophetic significance, or what we call prophetic situation room, where you can operate in the mysterious. You will be able to operate in the mysterious of God to reveal to people their future, and you will reveal to them their past, but you will flow in the dimension of God because God will give you a word for the people's life. That's the move in the phenomena of God. When you move in the phenomena of God, you have understood the theology of God and the Christology of God and the spirit of the Lord God, so you can bring the people to understand who he is and what he is for your life and for your destiny and for your purpose. Because many of the people in the body of Christ, they don't know their purpose. Why? Because they're too busy being a copycatter. They're too busy pasting and cutting other people. They're too busy trying to be everybody else. And you be yourself, you can operate in the phenomena of God. You can operate in the greatness of God, who you are. And when you operate in that level, God can move over your life in the supernatural thing, and the power of his word and the glory of his word and the things of God for your life. When you understand how powerful God is in your life and what he's trying to do for your life, you'll be able to fulfill a resurrection because you'll actually die to yourself. You don't operate in pride and arrogance and knowing it all, because it's only through the glory and the power of God that you're doing what? You're fulfilling what Jesus did. He revealed it because it was concealed. So everything was done in the body of Christ. Everything was done. So how is it that you can find something that was already found? You can't be a founder of anything. You didn't find nothing. Jesus already fulfilled it in the concealing of it. So what was concealed, he did what? He did what? He took it and what? He revealed it. And when he revealed it to us, we did what? We fulfilled it. You can't be a founder of a church. You don't found the church. You're not a founder and pastor. You're an overseer of a church. When you decide to say you are founding something, then you originated, and it was originated already. Everything was already originated by God. See, you don't have to found something that was already found, because the church was not lost. He found you because we were lost. So you can't find something when we were already lost. You didn't find nothing. You were already lost. God is the founder of everything. Let's try to help some people out with all that. Founders. You can't find something. It was already founded from the beginning of conception. You're overseeing it. You oversee the ministry. You're overseeing those things. You didn't find anything. I'm telling you. What we haven't found this week. Oh, we found the week for what? Oh, because he found the church. No, you didn't. You didn't find the church. You overseeing it. God gave you a vision. And he gave you a vision. And once he gave you the vision, then you established a church that was already founded by the Lord. Amen. So move into the presence of God. So we're here celebrating a resurrection. And then we ain't been through a crucifixion. People ain't been through nothing. But we want all of the great things and all of the phenomenal things. We want all of the benefits of the kingdom of God. But we don't want to die to the things that Jesus requires us to die to. And so we can live to the spirit and the presence of God. And one of the things that he died so we can live is so we can have love for one another. There's a lot of people that don't have a love for each other. They don't have a love for each other. You got people battling over members, battling over congregation. These are not our people. These are God's people. 2 Chronicles 7:14, conceal, Jesus fulfilled it, and said, if I should shut up the heaven, then there be no rain. If I command the locusts to divide the light. But he said, if my people, what? That are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will do what? Then I will forgive their sin. I will heal the land. These are God's people. I tell people all the time, I don't pastor people. I pastor your purpose. If you don't want your pastor, your purpose to be pastor, then find somebody else who can pastor your purpose. That takes stress off of me, trying to pastor people. You'll be stressed by the people. But if you pastor their purpose, you take them to the place where their purpose can reach the attaining level. And then if they leave, you ain't under pressure because you ain't ever been fighting people. You pushing that purpose. My job is push purpose and then let people do what they want to do. You push people purpose and watch they go to the next level. Because, see, you can even go to your purpose or you can have a drawback spirit into your slave mentality or the way you want to be in the kingdom of God. God is trying to get people to understand their purpose of why they're here so he can bring them to the presence of the things of God. So there's no resurrection until there's what? A crucifixion. People must die to themselves. And how many people are willing to die to themselves so they can live to the presence and the glory of God? What are you willing to put on your crossroad so you can reach into the pivotal things of the Lord? What are you willing to give up so that you can live again to the things of the Lord? Because I want to be resurrected. Then what am I willing to die to in my flesh? What am I willing to give in exchange so I can live again? Because Jesus was tempted in all points, like as we were, yet he did not sin. So he went through everything that we're going through in life. He went through it too, to do what? To resurrect it. But he had to go through a crucifixion. Nobody wants to die to live again. To die means dying to yourself. One of the greatest things about a prophetic people in the flow and the presence of God, to move into the phenomena of God, one must be able to die so that you can move into the presence of the supernatural God. To move in the supernatural God means flesh has no power to parade over his presence. Flesh has no power to parade over his presence. When you move into the presence of God and supernatural things happen, you're moving into the presence because the Spirit of the Lord God is giving you liberty to move into the signs and wonders, and people can be healed. And when you prophesy, you can prophesy with accuracy. You can speak to the date, the time, and the dimension of God and the Spirit of the Lord God, because what you did, you died so you can resurrect under the presence of God, and you can flow in the things of God. You can flow in the Spirit of the Lord God, because where the Spirit of the Lord God is liberty, you don't have to worry about an offense. You know why most people, do you want to know why most people in the body of Christ deal with offense? Why? Because they're hanging on the fence. They don't even want to be on either side. Offenses mean that you own a fence, and then you don't want to be on the right or the left. You hang on the fence. So you never go on either side. You always stay on the side of offense. You will never move to the right. You will never move to the left. You always hang on the fence, and the fence is going to hold you up. But when you have to make decisions in your life, you get on the right or the left. You got to either live righteousness or unrighteousness. You can't be on the fence. You got to make a choice. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the fence? Are you going to be on the right of God or the left of God? And that's why the male factors, one was in paradise and one wasn't. Because what? The flesh. The enemy, the flesh, one decided to say, look, we committed the sin. The other didn't even want to admit he was there. He said, if you be the Son of God, get us down. Because you got people who walk around in life, they know they're wrong, but they never want to tell. They know they don't want to admit their wrongdoing or their messed up circumstances or the things that they go through. So you got the disingenuous. And then you got the franchise, because I'm connected to the Lord. I don't have to lie to the people of who I am and what I am, because I'm gonna be resurrected with him. Why? Because I was crucified. I went through something. I died to something so I could live to the Spirit of the Lord God. You must be willing to die to live again. There's no resurrection until there's true crucifixion. And people that are willing to go through. So it's easy to get up and have a sunrise service, an old ancient spirit. There you go again, sun goddess, fertility spirit, without doing it the right way. Because when you require to do the thing in the right way, then things change the life of the believer, the things of the believer. So God can bring you into the knowledge of the truth of him. When you come into the knowledge of the truth of him, you come into the presence of him. Look at this. When he fulfilled what he did in the Old Testament was concealed, because theology, Old Testament, it dealt with temple, the mind of God. But what Yeshua did in Christology, it opened you to the gospel, to the kingdom, and the body of Jesus. Then when you deal with pneumatology, which is the New Testament, you dealt with the church, you dealt with the spirit, the body would bring us into the greatness of God, to the creativity of God, to the presence of God, to the things of God. So you were no more churchified, you were kingdom-minded. You thought about the kingdom of God that's at hand, because the kingdom of God is in you. You didn't look outside for him, like a lot of these ancient churches and religions. You didn't have to look on the cross. You didn't have to worship anybody. You didn't have to do all this stuff. All you had to do, because it was inside you. His presence was in you. And so you were already kingdom-minded. So he took you from theology, Old Testament, temple mind of God, to what? To the gospel, to the kingdom of the body of him. And then brought you to understanding the church. You are to fulfill the word of God. We need people who will fulfill the word of God. And when we fulfill the word of God, it's through what? Jesus doing what? He revealed it to us. And the body of Christ, there's not enough people for God to reveal. Because if he revealed it to you, you have to be in contradiction of your organization, your denomination, of what you were taught, of what you were brought up in. You will have to go against the grain of what was taught. Because when God reveals something to you, he gives you the revelation of it. And when he brings you into the revelation of it, then you come to the understanding of how things are being done in the body of Christ. You don't operate in the old ancient systems of the world. You operate in the presence and the glory of God. So you operate in the theme. So the Old Testament, they had to kill an ox. They had to kill a goat. They had to kill a lamb. You don't have to die to that now. Then you operate in now in the gospel. Jesus opened you up to the genealogy of him. He took you back to the genealogy, and the genealogy gives you the gene, and the gene gives you the blood, and the blood gives you power, and the power gives you strength, and the glory of God, because it comes through the power of understanding who Jesus was, the genealogy. I want to take the people back to the original ways of things, so you don't have to go through cutting up blood and goats and all of that stuff, and you have the power to understand the genealogy. When you understand the genealogy of something, you can move and understand the presence and the glory of God. You know who you are because you connected to the gene of God. You're not connected to it as fantasy island, a manipulation. You have the power through the presence and the glory of God because you connected to the genealogy of things. And when you connect to the genealogy of things, it brings you to the historicity of an event. Then you know exactly what to do, how to do, when to live. And many people in the body of Christ, they don't understand the genealogy. That's why people can tell you any kind of form of fashion. That's why you have people living in a form of godliness, denying the power. It goes, you should operate in the power and the depth and the glory of God. You should be able to stop demons and witches and warlocks and all kinds of spirits. You have the power and authority because you operate in the genealogy of God. And when you operate in the genealogy of God, you resurrected because you went through the crucifixion. When you have gone through something, you have power and the ability to move to the next level in God. You have the glory of moving to the next level of God. You have already been into intercourse with God. You don't have to ask anybody to pray for you. You have the power to go into intercession with God and go into intercession with God and have a session with God and then have intercourse with God, and then he will reveal things to you. And when you come out and reveal things to you, you will be able to move from intercession to interceding to intercessing for the kingdom of God because of the power and the glory of God. That's when you're willing to die to yourself to live to the glory of God. Nobody want to be crucified, but everybody want resurrection. Be willing to die so you can live again, so that the presence of God can be fulfilled in your life, in your purpose, in your destiny. What are you willing to give in exchange? And I end here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm going to end right here. Here's what demons said. This is what demon spirits said. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. And this is going to bless you. We're going to go to the mountain and we out of here. And here's what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. From theology to Christology to pneumatology, to bring you and to understand how to exit out of that thing and to understand the phenomena of God. Here's what the demons said when they understood the phenomena of God based upon understanding the theology and the Christology and the pneumatology, because when you understand the presence of God, you understand the power of God. Here's what the demons said. This is in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, second chapter, verse number. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes, that was a principality, fallen angel, princes of this world that came to naught. They didn't know anything. But we speak the wisdom of God in what a mystery, the phenomena of God, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So the body of Christ and the men and women of God, you should be moving in the phenomena of God. How do I flow in the phenomena of God? Because I'm going to be used as a vessel in the earth realm to fulfill that was revealed and what was concealed. You're carrying the concealing data and through the operation of Jesus doing what? Revealing it to us so that we can do what? Fulfill it. So if we're going to fulfill the kingdom of God, you got to fulfill it through the word of God. What did he mean about? He said ordained before the world. In other words, what God is revealing to the body of believers under the phenomena of him, I'm revealing to you what was here on the earth. I mean, I'm revealing to you what was before the earth was even formed, before there ever became a Semitic language, before there ever became a Phoenician language, before there ever became hieroglyphic writing, before there ever became a Hebrew or Arabic or a Latin or a Greek or a German or any other language. I'm giving you languages that was created before the world was formed. I'm giving you formulas of the world before it ever became into existence. And when you operate in that level, you can go into people's lives and you can unlock them from the incarceration of the religious world. There are so many people been incarcerated with the religious world that can't get to God because they so inundated with religion, doctrines of devils and doctrines of Baal and doctrines of religion, and they come and they're in the form of godliness, denying the power. You got to be able to move into the presence of God and the phenomena of God. I'm revealing to you what the word of God before the world was born, before the world ever came into existence. I'm revealing to you the phenomena. And when I reveal you to the phenomena of God, I'm taking you into the depths of God. You will be able to tap into people's lives, and you will be able to open up the incarceration systems inside them. You will be open up the vaults inside them. You will take them back to the combination of the greatness in their life, who they were before the church world incarcerated them, religion indoctrinated them, people messed up their minds, what they've been through. I'm bringing you out of the incarceration system so you can understand the phenomena of God, so you can now go into true resurrection, and you can rise up again. You can be born again, and you can be in the spirit of the Lord God and operate in liberty and freedom in the kingdom of God. Here's what he said here. He said, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Now listen to this. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless you, man of God and women of God. He said, which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, they who would have not did what? They would have not what? Crucified the Lord of glory. I told you, you got to go through the crucifixion to get to the resurrection. See, when demons understand, you can go through the crucifixion, or when you get to resurrection. See, demons fear men who understand they can go through something, because they said, we would have not crucified you. When you go through the crucifixion and go through, fear you, because they fear the presence of you resurrecting. When you go through resurrection, they wish they would have never done things to you. That's why certain demons fear men and women of God, because they know they passed the test of crucifixion. They passed the test of going through. They passed the test of the challenge of time. They said, we will have not crucified the Lord of glory. And then he said, as it is written, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the thing for which I have for them that love you. So go through your crucifixion so you can get to the place of resurrection. Some of you got to graduate from this mess that you've been operating in. Graduate from all that pagan stuff you've been living. Graduate from all that foolishness you've been following. Graduate so you can move to the presence of the greatness of God for your life, your destiny, and your purpose. Good God Almighty. He said, now, God has prepared for them that love him. But God revealed him unto us by his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet even the deep things of the Lord. He's already revealing it to you. He's bringing you into the knowledge of the truth of God, so you can get to the presence and the glory of God for yourself. You will have millions of people going into church talking about how to be resurrected, and they ain't even died themselves. You must go through the crucifixion to get to the resurrection. There are things we're going to have to go through in the kingdom of God. And some people don't want to go through anything. That's why you got microwave preachers, microwave generation. Everybody wants something easy, but I'm going to share some of what you're going to bless your soul. We in the times, thanks to God, right now. Well, we are in a time in the earth realm now where you're going to know who's really in the kingdom of God and who's not. Because what has been launched in the earth realm and what we're seeing now in the world, we're watching manifestation of demon presence. And you have to have the power over those spirits. And people got to have self-control over themselves. See, you have to have power over these demonic entities. And see, you have people start running doing ministry, running doing these signs and wonders, and think you're doing anything. You ain't doing nothing. Because demons don't fear you. See, one thing about a demon, if a demon can't stop you, what they'll do is they'll push you out there and let you kill yourself. And you have a lot of people who don't want to submit themselves under authority. And I know that's going to make a lot of people mad right here. So what they do is they go out and start their own ministry. And then what they do is when they deal with all of the Holocaust and the Holocaust, they can't go back to Pentecost. because they don't have the presence of God on their life, because they went out on their own and demon spirits attacked them, and they're running around naked and never covered. So when they go to church and try to celebrate resurrection, they can't even say resurrected because they've already been projected by demon spirits. That's why the body of Christ and so many people right now are what? Discombobulated. Everybody is all over the place. The enemy got people going all over the place. They hit one here, over here, there. They forever going to different places. Why? Because what? They forever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth of God. Never coming to the knowledge of the word. So I need another word over the word. I need another word over the word. I need another word over the word. And never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And then and most people who never been resurrected, you know why they ever been resurrected? Because they're always blaming people for their projection. Because you can never get resurrected until you be honest with God that you are the man or you the woman that deal with what you deal with. You got to come into the knowledge of the truth of God. And when you come into the knowledge of the truth of God, you can now do what? You can now do what? Resurrect yourself. Because you went through the crucifixion. You went through. You ain't got to blame anybody for what you did. You tell the Lord, this is what I did. And for half of the body of Christ, and many of us right now, this is for many of you, and I said I'm through for the third time. Many of us, we don't have curses on us, period. What we're going through is consequences of our actions. Oh, I feel like I got a curse on me. No, let me tell you, you ain't got no curse on you. You just married a cursed person. You got involved with cursed stuff. You got involved with cursed people. And now you're dealing with consequences. So most of us, we're dealing with consequences of decisions we made. And if we didn't follow God, then you'll be cursed. But when you get into the will of God, you're dealing with consequences of stuff that could have cursed your life. So understand the presence and the power of God for your life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now. For this season, God, that people are in this season. God, we thank you that we have to go through the crucifixion before we ever go through the resurrection. Father, we have to go through our experience in life to get to the place of the glory of who you are in us. Father, we thank you for it right now. Touch the people of God. Touch the men and women of God. Heal their mind. Heal their thoughts. Bring them out of the hand of the enemy that want to continue to keep them broken and destitute. Father, in you and through you lies all greatness, all power of the presence of the paraclete. Father, we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray that God, it is so. Amen to the Lamb of God. I bless the Lord for you on today, saints of God. Understanding the word of God to bring you into the truth, things of God. And you know the power of having that relationship with him. And when you have that relationship with him, everything works together for those who what? Serve God or love God, who are the call according to his purpose. You ain't receiving a call. You are the call. And when you become the call, then you don't have to worry about a call. Because the call means you already been called. A call means you're waiting. You ain't got to wait for God. God already found you to bring you into his presence in the glory today. Amen. All right, thank you, God. If you're in our city today, join us today at 11 o'clock. 11 a.m. today, and we'll be going live about 11:35 on today. We'll be sharing a word from the Lord, and this word will bless you and minister to your spirit, minister to your heart, and minister to your soul. We're looking forward to a powerful time. Join us at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We're around the four major highways in Illinois. So join us. We're only 5 miles from Highway 80. We're only 5 minutes from the city of Chicago border. Highway 57 is another 5 miles up the road. Mm-hmm. And then to Bishop Ford Highway, we're only another 4 miles from there. so you can join us in our city anytime, Tuesday night, 7 mm-hmm. o'clock, for our worship experience and our praise and worship. We're having a phenomenal time in the Lord. I wanted mm-hmm. you to be in the building and in the place. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to give those an opportunity to be a blessing to us. You can call this seed, mm-hmm. you can call this seed the resurrection seed today. I want to give you opportunity mm-hmm. to sow today into this resurrection seed. We're in a powerful time mm-hmm. of the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, we're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to sow and be a blessing to you on today. I want to give you the opportunity to do that, man of God, woman of God, on today, to sow into this powerful seed today and a powerful word of God today, and allow the Spirit of the Lord God to be with you on today. We believe in God for a powerful move of God today. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I will sow into this resurrection seed today to be a blessing, because I know that this word touched my heart. I've been celebrating the resurrection, and I missed the crucifixion. I missed that I had to go through some things. I have to go through the testing of life to get to this place so I can die to live again unto the things of the Lord God today. You're part of that today. So I want to give you an opportunity to do that. You can do it via Cash App at MoneySign, R-F-P-I-M. That's Cash App, MoneySign, R-F-P-I-M. Those of you who want to do it via Zelle, go to We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. We Restore You. And those who want to do it via PayPal, go to Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. We appreciate your seed and time. So if you want to sow, you can sow that seed today. I believe and know that when you sow it into phenomenal ground, you're going to see phenomenal results. And your seed today always advances the kingdom of God and the work that we're doing in the lives of God's people around the world. You're helping us partner with you and partner with others today and just sow it into the work of the kingdom of God. Step out today and say, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing today. I'm leaving today. This is that seed that is going to change my life and change for the purpose. You believe God today. And those who want to sow the seed of $100, you can sow the seed of $50 today. We're believing God for you today that this is the day. And this is for those who are partnered with us. Today is Love Sunday for yours truly, Pastor, today. So this is Love Sunday. Love Sunday is those sons and daughters and members of the congregation. Every third Sunday, they said, Pastor, we're stepping out to sow a $100 seed into your life. This is Love Sunday today. So we thank God. Thank you, Administrator Brian. You can sow that seed into good ground. People of God, hold on to God's unchanging hand in this season. And we're believing God. I appreciate you ahead in advance for your seed that you're sowing on Love Sunday into the work of the Lord God. On Love Sunday, we appreciate everything that you're doing on this Love Sunday for us and those who are sowing. Partner with us. Thank you, partner. Thank you. I see some people writing it down right now. I'm going to sow today. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, pastor. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God, for sowing today. And our partners, too, we bless the Lord for you all on today. Continue to keep us in your prayer in these trying times. This has been a very trying week. We've been around five different states over the last 7 days, and so traveling from one part of the United States to other, from East Coast to the Central Time Zone to the West Coast. We have been very busy in the kingdom of God, and we love to connect with your ministry. So if you are between ministry and you said, Prophet Matthew, we need a covering. We need someone to pastor our purpose, and we're ready for you to pastor our purpose. Yet in the midst of all that is going on, we love to do that for you and be part of that. You can partner with our ministry and become one of our monthly covenant partners. Call our office number at 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027 to be one of our partners. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us as we minister God's word globally and around the world today. All right, saints of God, continue to have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the presence in the spirit of the Lord God. We're heading to different cities around the world. It's on the screen right there. You'll know we'll be heading to Baltimore, Maryland in the month of May. We're heading there. We'll be doing some Zoom platform for major ministries, sharing the word of God. And I know you'll be have an opportunity to connect and intertwine with us in those areas. And certainly don't forget our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022. This is going to be one of the greatest ones in this year. It's going to be June 24th, 25th, and 26th. Three powerful services, workshops, and you're going to be all part of it. We want you to connect with us. We're going to have phenomenal speakers from around the United States and the world that's going to bless us. So we look to see it. June, we're heading to Yonkers, New York. We'll be with New York there. Then we prepare to head to San Antonio, Texas. We're heading to, out back to New York. Then we're heading out to the West Coast. We're doing great things, and we want you to be part of it, okay? Consider us as one of your great partners in this season when you're blessing the kingdom of God. All right, so that seed today, we're looking for it. We're coming to, we're also be coming back to Alabama. We're going to be doing some things there as well, too, and you will see us and hear more about the great things that God is doing. All right, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, and partners around the world, we're looking to see you in these exciting services around the world. Don't forget to sow today. We believe in God for you on this day. All right, stay in that place. Oh, yeah, we're heading to New Albany. We're heading to Mississippi, New Albany in September. We'll be there in September. We're looking forward to great events and great times. We'll see you in these cities because I'm excited to connect with you and be part of the word of the Lord God. Marion, South Carolina, we're heading there as well, too. So many of these cities, we're going to be there. We're looking to see you. All right, people of God, smile. Stay in the place of God, knowing that to ever get to resurrection, you must go through the crucifixion. You have to go through something. There will be a word for today for our church. So join us in our sanctuary, our people of God. Sister Deborah M. Williams, bless you on today, woman of God. We're decreeing and declaring. I hear the word forecast. The outlook is going to be changed, and the Spirit of the Lord God is working on some monumental things in your life in this season, and even some things that you had to go through in the last week. I hear the Lord God stand to tell you, woman of God, I'm working out the details and specific details concerning a family matter. Even some things the Lord is doing in your own body personally. Watch how God is getting ready to turn some things around for you in this season. Dr. Harris, I hear the Lord God said, I'm opening up doors for extreme streams of income going to begin to come your way. You're going to see streams of income beginning to come your way. Brother Joseph James, this is a new season, and I hear God say, living arrangement. I'm rearranging things for you, rearranging things in this season for you. The test of time, I'm going to show you how to walk in this season of greatness and opportunities for your life and for the things that you're trusting me in, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet of what the Lord is doing for you. Brother Kareem Lamar, bless you, man, servant, because of your faithfulness and because of your commitment, the thing that you had to experience in the early 2000s, coming into 2009, 10, God is moving some old things out of your way, and he's bringing you into some new things for your life because you were able to endure the hardness. I don't know what this thing you had to constantly battle with in terms of relationship. God said he's removing some old residue from around you so he can bring you into the things that you're desiring and believing God for personally in your life. Get ready. You're testing, you're trying, and the difficult thing, God is bringing you through it for such a time as this. All right, we love you all. Stay strong, people of God. Stay in that place of God. Continue to follow us. Share this with other people and let them be blessed by the word of God. Partners and friends, we thank you for all that the Lord is doing in your life and for your life on today. Keep those dates in mind. We're looking to see you in the city, town, and nation very soon. All right, Administrator Rita Bryan, it's in your hands. Partners over there who's on the blog side, we thank God for you on today as well. Thank you, Foster family, who pray immensely. Man of God, a woman of God, we appreciate you too. Who is this? Mari Stone, Mari Stone, we bless the Lord for you as well, too. Many of you want to reach out to us, reach out to us at our office, 708-825-1988. That's our local office, 708-825-1988. Or you can call our international office at 877-912-2027. Brother Boyd, bless you, man. Servant with living God for you and your family in the ministry. People of God, be blessed. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. It's in your hand, Administrator Richard Bryan. God bless you all today. People of God, be strong in the Lord. And we thank God for you connecting with us once again. God bless you. We'll see you at 11 o'clock on today, or 11:35. Be blessed.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
The Ron Matthews
day.
Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready,
get ready,
get ready.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Another song. At the cross. Back of the church now. They took me down
a little muddy pond. And by me being a small boy, I was afraid to step out in all that water. But I had my old grandmama back there giving me support. She looked at me and said, son, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid now.
No, no, no.
She said, don't be afraid. And the reason why you don't have to be afraid, she said, because it ain't no danger. It ain't no danger. Said it ain't no danger. Oh, it ain't no danger. Ain't no danger down in God's water now. Yeah. And you know what she did? She just eased up behind me.
What'd she do, man?
And she pushed me. She pushed me. Don't be afraid. She pushed me. Anybody know anything about them old good grandmamas? She said, she pushed me. She pushed me. Hey! Pushed me on down in the water. And you know what? That still lingers on my mind right now. I still remember that old song they sang. They said,
at the cross.